الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واتقون يا أولي الألباب. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained of the two great ibadats of Hajj and Umrah. These are great, wonderful ibadats, and in a sense, it's the completion of one's Islam. The Hajj is mentioned always at the end. A person brings iman, keeps on making namaz, keeps rozas, keeps zakat, and then the completion and perfection and the great enjoyment of deen comes when a person makes Hajj and goes and meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And so to say, a mini Hajj Umrah, that also Allah Ta'ala is granted. Umrah a person can do any time of the year, but Hajj is the fixed time. And Hajj is much more superior than Umrah. Umrah is like a small Hajj. The real Hajj and the real Ibadat is Hajj. That is the real Ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala says, Umrah you can do any time of the year, but for Hajj, Al-Hajj Ashhurum Ma'lumat. Hajj ke chand mahine hai ma'lum. The months of Hajj are a few months which are known by everyone. And that is what is called the Mausam of Hajj. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi, says, when the moon for Eid is sighted after Ramadan, most of the people get happy that it is Eid. But my happiness is that now is the season, the Mausam of Hajj. Now is the time that everyone's heart is inclined towards Kaaba Sharif and going for Hajj. And this is the time to be present by Allah Ta'ala. And this is the Mausam, the season of Hajj, that is Shawwal, the month after Ramadan, Zulqa'dah, the month which we are in presently, and the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. This first 10 days are so valuable that it has been made equivalent to the whole month. So valuable. And the greatest day of the year is the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah. So these great days have come. So and presently we are in that period as well. So our heart should all be inclined towards Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and towards the Kaaba, towards going to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, back to Mina, back to Makkah Sharif, back to Mina again. We should cherish those thoughts. And how very fortunate are those people who are present there. And may Allah remove all restrictions and let Hajj be done in the proper sunnat way and give us all tawfiq to go. And at least our mind should be there. So these are those great months and this great ibadah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ پھر جس نے لازم کر لیا ان میں حج. Those people who are going for Hajj in that year, they have made the intention and they have donned the ihram for Hajj, then they should keep in mind few particular things which Allah Ta'ala is giving advice. We all, when we are going for Hajj, we go and ask other people, especially ulama, give us some advice for Hajj we are going. Here is the advice from Allah Ta'ala. And this advice which Allah Ta'ala gives are three things. Firstly, وَلَا رَفَثْ وَلَا فُسُوْقْ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Be very careful that in your Hajj there should be no rafath. Rafath is all shameless talks. Talks of lust and all evil talk. وَلَا فُسُوْقْ, and no type of guna whatsoever. Whether it is shameless talks, immodesty or any other type of guna. وَلَا جِدَال, and be very careful, no arguments and fights in Hajj. As it is mentioned that in Hajj, a person who did not ever have an argument with his wife at home, there they go and argue. and with your friends also, you easily fall into arguments. While making tawaf, people are moving and somebody bumps you and you start an argument right in the mataf, right in front of the Kaaba. There are men and women. Women are not covered, their faces are open, and your eyes start wandering and looking at them. Shaitan plays havoc with a person and tells the person, just have a look. How do Syrian women look? How do Jordanian women look? How do Egyptian women look, etc.? So all that Allah particularly wants, no type of guna. You are in ihram and you are in a very blessed place. The place of great, great honor, and the place where every Nabi had come. And every Nabi's footsteps are the barakat of it are in those places. So be very careful. And stay away from all guna, and that is the basic. But that is not everything. More than that, وَمَا تَفَعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Or جو کچھ تم کرتے ہو نیکی, Allah اس کو جانتا ہے. Whatever good you will do, stay away from all the wrong and do all the good. And no matter how small that good seems, don't think it to be trivial. Do it, and Allah knows the sincerity in your heart. And to the extent of your sincerity, Allah is going to reward you. So stay away from all wrong. This is an occasion for most of us once in a lifetime. And make the very best of it. Stay away from all guna completely. And do all good that you can do during that period. Because the neki and the goodness of a hajj remains with a person forever. When a person completes his hajj and does his last tawaf, the Hajar-e-Aswad stamps his heart. And how he had performed his heart, that stamp is on his heart and that will remain with him for the rest of his life. So you should be very careful, no gunas whatsoever, and do as much good as you can. Help your fellow, your friends in your hajj, make ibadat, make more zikr, etc., more du'as, etc., and this will be remain with you forever. And also remember, وَتَزَوَّدُ or زَادِ رَاحْ لِيَا كَرُوا, and take your provision when going for hajj as well. Don't be, as mentioned previously, the people of Yemen used to come and they said, we are going on tawakkul. And they too shouldn't take any provision for the hajj. And when they came there, then they start begging from people. So Allah says, let that not be the case. Take your provision, don't beg from anyone. Help out other people, don't beg from people. That is a great neki, so make sure you do that. And as far as your provision, the greatest provision is, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادْ التَّقْوَى. اور بے شک بہتر فائدہ زاد زاد راہ کا بچنا ہے سوال سے. The best of the provision that you can take is taqwa. Taqwa, that you don't beg from other people, that you stayed away from all guna, you did all righteous deeds, and then on top of all that, you top it up with the cherry on the top, and that is that you stay with taqwa. And that your ikhlas is also 100%. Don't do things for name and fame. Don't let people talk, this person, he did a walking hajj. And this person was making so much tahajjud and so much of zikr. Don't make it with ikhlas, with sincerity for Allah Ta'ala. And observe all Allah's commands. A beautiful advice Allah has given for everyone who is going for hajj. And to give advice to the haji, there can be no better advice than what the Quran Sharif has given. And very, very concisely, comprehensively, just in this few words in one ayat, Allah has given such great advice. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Or مُجْسَ دَرْتِ رَحُوْ اے أَقَلْمَنْدْ. And people who have got intelligence, fear me all the time. Don't fear other people. Don't fear anyone else. Fear only me. All your matters are in my hands. You are going to be returning to me. I control everyone's heart. And I control everything. So have only my fear. That taqwa should manifest it in itself in this way. That a person fears only Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great occasion. If we are not there for Hajj, our hearts should be there. And we should be enjoying the Hajj though we are here. And how fortunate are those people whom Allah has chosen and are born for the Hajj. And they are present there in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. They will be going then to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, back to Mina, back to Makkah Sharif, back to Mina. What wonderful day they will be enjoying there. And the height of it is the day of Arafat. Al-Hajju al-Arafah. Hajj is the day of Arafah. On that day, Allah forgives everyone and purifies them like they were newborn babies, like they have got no gunas whatsoever. And then the qurbani on the 10th, the sacrifice of the animal, that is another very great day and great and honorable are these days which we are in. Yeah, where we are far from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, physically, bodily, but our heart should be right there. Not near, but in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. And we should also observe the ibadat more during these days. These are very valuable and precious days. Ashhur-e-Hurum also. It is the mawsam of Hajj also, in which ibadat, the reward of it is increased tremendously. And also we should remember that gunas in these days is also very severe. A person here staying away far from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, but commits gunas during these days, it is like he's committing a guna in the state of a haram in the haram. How terrible is that guna? So all our gunas, whether it's on the cell phone, whether it's mixing with other women, etc., and talking to women, whatever type of guna it is, we should totally refrain from it. And one great barakat of these days is whatever a person does in this good he will do, it will remain in him forever. So just stay away from guna during this month. Allah will give us the tawfiq to stay away guna in the rest of the year, in the rest of our lives also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.